All ready?
All ready.
Okay, good evening, everybody. We'll start our meeting. It is now 4 minutes after six. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes, sir.
Any corrections or anything to add to it?
They're all good.
After having read the minutes and noting how in-depth and good they are, I move that we accept the minutes as a committee as published.
Okay, Stu has moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, okay. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Okay. We'll go right into the interview. Okay, we have two interviews tonight. Sorry, I need to catch up. I wasn't here last time. I apologize for that. We'll start with Brenda. Is that the way to say it?
Brianna.
Hello, yes. You can call me Bree or Brianna's fine as well.
Bree, I like that. Okay, we have seven questions to ask you. Feel free to answer them. First question. The Police Advisory Committee is a relatively new committee. What do you know about this committee and its role and representation or responsibility?
You're asking what I know of the committee.
Yes.
Like presently. I know that you guys did a, I think my awareness increased because I was a lifeguard at the for the city this past, last year when I was employed, and I was just looking up committees to join, and I saw that there was a vacancy and applied, but also I saw that you guys put in like a data, like some research to, you know, ask the committee, and so I was just really interested in, you know, helping in any way that I could, you know, for, you know, the public service and joining, but I've never joined a committee before, and it's all new to me, applying and, you know, learning about all the committees we have here in Newport as well.
Okay. Do you understand our responsibilities?
I would say the responsibility to the public and the community we serve, like just helping, you know, build, you know, relationships, or, you know, I would say you can explain it a little further, but.
Okay, thank you. Stu's going to ask number two.
Sure. Thanks for applying, by the way, Bree. In your own words, try to explain what you think about the Newport Police Department's goals for the community. You don't have to make them in any order or anything. Just what do you think is most important to them?
Public safety.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, that's an unscripted question. So if there's a scripted question, then I don't have that at this time.
I'm sorry, Stu. Okay, he had a very good question, but we have seven questions that we have to ask everyone that has applied, so I apologize to everybody. Number two, what are the unique strengths and qualities that you would bring to this committee?
There you go.
I have over 12 years of military experience with serving in the Navy Reserve, along with I have done active and part-time. I'm still presently serving in Springfield, and I go once a month, so I'm, you know, getting trained up on what we do out there, you know, from a global perspective with the Navy and staying connected to that. And I'm currently a family advocate with Community Services Consortium for the community. And I just think I would bring a very passionate, you know, solution-focused personality just to cultivate healthy relationships and just be, you know, wanting to, you know, we all know about, you know, problems and, you know, where things are, you know, but my focus would be all, again, going back to what can we do to make the community better, you know, improve for everyone. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Harper, you have number three?
Yeah. What motivates you to want to be a member of this committee?
I care about safety. I care, I'm passionate with the housing, like for the other agency I work for, it's housing and mental health, all of the above, going back to the well-being of our community and increasing awareness and, you know, just, you know, solving problems, you know, that's why I wanted to join.
All right, for number four, what do you feel should be the Newport Police Department's policing and patrol priorities?
There you go. I think that was my question.
Well, I think they're the front line, right? So they're the front line in dealing with, you know, they see, you know, the hard things that all of us that serve in different, you know, whether it's, you know, the hospital or, you know, they have a lot of knowledge. And so as an agency, you know, they can bring, you know, to the police advisory, hey, these are things, and then we can help, you know, increase awareness with our community and just, you know, help. And so, we can have a help, you know, with homelessness or any other, you know, like I said, they're the front lines, they see a lot. And it's just helpful to have, I would say, the committee. Sorry, it's hard. I did a lot of traveling today. I'm out of the area because I'm going to a funeral tomorrow. So it's a little hard on the interview right now for me. A little. Thank you.
That's okay. We understand.
Okay.
Go ahead with number five. What steps could be taken to address underserved communities that are part of the city of Newport?
I'm just going back to awareness. Like I, you know, I'm a family advocate in my role with CSC. So, you know, mental health and housing and, you know, the homelessness and, it's just nice to be very collaborative with all the agencies as much as possible. So, and I going back to the, you know, cultivating more volunteers if we can to help, you know, the police and just, you know, everyone being vigilant, you know, with, you know, hey, you know, if they see something, they say something, all of that. So.
All right, thanks for applying, Brianna. Question number six, how do you envision promoting this committee and its work in the community?
Just encouraging people if we do the surveys or ask, you know, a questionnaire to, you know, to participate and to not stay silent. I mean, not, you know, if there's issues, instead of just, you know, complaining or blaming, you know, bring it to the attention, you know, because sometimes people might just say things or have attitudes without ever coming forward, you know, and you would just want to be able to have a healthy discussion on things to make things better, if that makes sense. Like, you know, whatever I could do, like to be a liaison for, you know, that's all it would be, a communicator role. And but you guys can also teach me if I were to join, you know, it's not just me, you know, it's collaborative.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For question number seven, what else would you like the committee to know about you?
That I just have a heart to help and improve and make, you know, do my part as a, you know, a community, you know, as someone who lives in their community to be holistic and, just help in any way I can to, address things and, move forward and just help people out and, that's all. And help people to thrive, that's all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're going to, this is an open meeting, public meeting. You can stay on the line and be with us or just wait till we get back in touch with you on our motions and stuff with the official letter. So we thank you for your participation this evening.
Okay, yeah, if it's okay, I'd like to just listen in and just kind of get a feel for how everything is, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Since there's two candidates applying for one position, don't you think that, like, when we discuss and review, they should not be present?
I agree with that.
Again, it's a public meeting. Unfortunately, Peggy isn't here for the expert advice on that. CM, we're going to identify you as our expert. You've done deliberations on the council.
Yeah, I think that was maybe, this is CM, that was Sam asking that question.
Yeah,
it's a great question. And to Chief Malloy's point, it is a public meeting. This isn't a matter that is related to like property or lawsuits or judicial issues. And sometimes really good people, multiple people apply for one vacancy. What's nice is we can also identify people who might be, quote, in the queue if another vacancy were to become available. So it's a good thing to have multiple people apply. It's just hard sometimes when you do have to kind of get down to the discussion point and make a decision. But it's a really valid question because we want to treat everyone with grace and dignity in the process.
So it does make it awkward because you're going to talk about people as if they're not here.
Yeah.
But there is only one position and there is, somebody is selected and somebody is not. So, but again, it's up. Remember, this is up to this committee makes a recommendation to the mayor. And then everybody that's on this committee serves at the direction or pleasure of the mayor. And so generally what happens is you guys will deliberate and have a discussion. I will then do a staff report based upon your comments with your recommendation to the mayor. He makes that final decision. And that would be at the next city council meeting.
Is that our next young man?
That is Mr. Branford, yes.
Mr. Branford, why don't you come and sit up here a little bit closer? You had the opportunity to kind of hear how the questions go. What I'm going to do is pass this around, go back this way, and starting with Richard with question number one.
Good evening. How are you doing?
All right.
Great. Question one. The Police Advisory Committee is a relatively new committee. What do you know about this committee and its roles and responsibilities?
I know that this committee is supposed to observe and see public safety and to actually communicate with the public and to act as a liaison for all of the whole community, all of Newport. That's what I have to say.
Okay, great.
Question number two. What are the unique strengths and qualities that you would bring to this committee?
Well, I come from a kind of a different set of background. I don't want to go too deep into it, but I am a member of the LGBTQ community. And with that, I would look into certain aspects different from other parts of the community and focus on, not primarily on that, but on the whole community as a whole and bring diversity.
Question number three. What motivates you to want to be a member of this committee?
Gosh. I do want to see change in our community. Not significant change, but change to hear people and to listen and to figure out issues. That's why I'm motivated to be on this committee and to work for the people on the board.
Okay, number four. My favorite question. What do you feel should be the Newport Police Department's policing and patrol priorities? And raise your voice a little bit.
Sorry, a little bit nervous.
Okay, you're fine, you're among friends.
Gosh, public safety is the number one priority. And for patrolling units, it is to serve as a guide and kind of protect anybody who's on the streets. That's in the day and in the night.
Okay.
The same one. What steps could be taken to address underserved communities that are part of the city of Newport?
Gosh. I think we should continue, well, I'm not speaking on your behalf, and I'm sorry that I said we. I think that the Police Advisory Committee should continue on with surveys and trying to hear input with the people and to probably get more volunteers and also to start maybe a phone banking campaign, not to, just to hear more people out who aren't really connected, or maybe do a door-to-door campaign as well.
Thank you.
All right, number six. How do you envision promoting this committee and its work in the community?
Gosh. Wow. Mr. Hurst, can you please repeat the question again?
Yeah, I can't, Kim. How do you envision promoting this committee and its work in the community?
Wow. Oh. There's so much that we can, sorry.
Feel free to say we.
Sorry.
But that's, you know, I just feel bad. I feel as if Newport, we can work together as a whole, and as a committee, we can really strive and make good change. We can reach out to all the neighborhoods, to places that haven't really have been touched with the police department, and try to bring diversity and to listen to all voices. That's why I'm kind of gunning for this position.
Okay. What else would you like the committee to know about you?
Wow. I want to say that I have been in Newport for quite a long time. I've been here for about 10 years. My family has been here for almost half a century. And Newport means a lot to me. It means family. It means pride and passion. And I'm loyal. That's what I want to say. I'm loyal and a hard worker. And that's what I want to do for Newport on this police advisory committee.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to still be seeing your
yep. And again, you're welcome to stay. I think you could do just go back to the spectator seats. Again, welcome to stay. If you have questions, you're welcome to always ask a question when we get to public comment. Go from there.
All right. Yeah, I do have a quick question. When it comes to activities revolving around the Police Advisory Committee, what can we do? What I'm trying to say is, what are the current thoughts on trying to improve Newport in the police aspect?
I can answer that. Yes. So we've already sent out just community to gather information from the community. That's what all of this is. All this stuff we should read through. We want to do more public meetings, like have the public come to us and bring up their comments once COVID is a little bit less of an issue. So just community outreach as well. And I think we were thinking about creating a subcommittee or just discussing it amongst ourselves to do like a mental health sort of issues. Just because having the police answer mental health calls is not like, it's not really what they're trained for, and it's not fair to them, it's not fair to the people who are calling, so. And then I think there was also issues brought up, like, with how the school was using the police in terms of mental health. I remember bringing up some of those issues, so that sort of thing is just what we've done so far. But I'm sure we'll have more opportunities once COVID is gone.
Oh, well, that's awesome. All right. Well, I'm gonna get going here. Thank you. It's been such an honor to speak in front of you all today.
Thank you for coming. Also, we, in my opinion, refers to we the community.
There you go.
Don't be afraid to use it. We the community.
Thank you.
Stu.
Ed, may I offer the fact that on the website for the PAC, the Police Activity Committee, there is a really good set of roles and responsibilities for the Police Advisory Committee. It lays out everything we're supposed to be doing. I think number one, for me, it's learning. You know, learning about what the police department has. But it's really well laid out there on the website. And if anybody's interested in reading that through, it's a very good read. And I'll give you the URL or show you how to actually navigate to it.
Okay, thank you. All right, we got still some business here on the table.
Yep.
Okay, what is the committee's thought?
I really liked what the first, Brianna, I really liked what she was talking about. Kale, Sam and I all go to the same school, so I've had some previous experience with him. He's definitely a good leader. I've not heard such good things about his, like his ability to work with others and, like, come to a mutual decision. Of course, I'm not on the student council like he is, so I don't have a direct, like, opinion of this, but this is just what I've heard from people who are on it. So I do have some concerns there, but otherwise I did like what he had to say. I'm just leaning towards Brianna right now, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention the same thing Harper talked about, and I have thought about this as soon as I saw that he was interviewing, because it feels a little bit unethical to talk about it, because it's not like part of his exact interview process. He did great in the interview. His application was fantastic, but I've definitely heard some poor reviews of the job he does as the student body president, and that is a leadership role, and being on this committee is also a leadership role. And many, many people have commented that he tries to take charge a little bit too much. He doesn't work well with, like, community decisions, group decisions, like Harper mentioned. And so I just think that's something to keep in mind from my previous experiences. But like Harper, I'm not actually on the student council, so it's not a firsthand experience. This is just what I've heard.
Is there a particular set of that he would represent, or she would represent?
This is the at large position. Okay. And while Kill is a student and I guess technically qualified for the student role, which are filled, he is 18, so he is also qualified for the at large position.
Okay. That helps.
Any other questions?
This is CM. Are we in the deliberation stage right now?
Yes.
I did want to just add one piece, and thank you for that feedback, Sam and Harper. I do know that when this committee was first forming, Kale did also apply at that time. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but I do remember seeing him be a part of this process. And so this isn't the first time that he's been interested in this committee. And, you know, the one thing about this being a public meeting is that feedback might be really instructive for him to absorb and maybe learn from. Just want to add that like, yeah, if you get feedback that you struggle with, like, going forward with consensus, maybe this is a good learning opportunity. So just wanted to add that.
Thank you. Stu.
At this time, I think both the candidates would be a good placement. They're both passionate. They both wanted, you know, help with their talents. So I can't see any separation between the two, as far as I know, as being hardworking and would serve well on the committee. So to me, I can't really make a recommendation either one by the interview that we saw today.
That's the way I feel about it too.
But so both, if I deliberate a little more and I can pick out one little item, then I will as we go, but right now it's neck and neck.
Any other comments? Observations?
I have a question. Do we have to make a recommendation today?
It helps. I don't believe we have any other candidates.
Still have Steve Community.
Oh, so there was the candidate, geez, 2 months, three, a few meetings ago. Prior to the non-quorum meeting, so it must have been October, he did interview, if anybody can remember that. So that is also a candidate. I believe you guys had comments on that last time.
Was that the candidate who submitted an application with no answers to the application?
I believe limited.
It's yes or no, right?
I don't even think I even saw a yes or no answer.
It was Mrs. Hallmark who had the yes and no answers. Steve Meany had more answers, more detail, and he was on the telephone.
He was. So and I guess another option, and CM, please interject if I am wrong on this. It sounds like Sam would like to maybe take a little bit more time, is we could send all three applications to the committee. The committee could then, I guess, respond independently to me so that it's not a reply all, creating another meeting.
Vote that way.
And then I could just take what the majority says and use that as my staff report to the recommendation to the mayor.
Sounds good.
Sounds really good.
We can do it somewhat off the main public. We can vote that way.
If you do that, oh, sorry, Stu.
No, go ahead.
CM. If you do that, I think you can. You also are essentially keeping the process open. I think that's the concern I have. It's not a closed. We're deciding on these three. I think you then still are essentially keeping the application window open. Well, that would be a Peggy question.
It is closed because Peggy put a closing date on it, and so right now the city is no longer accepting committee applications. So if we did receive one, it would just be filed for a future date when there was an opening.
And so I guess another option is you reopen the process, right? That would be an option too.
The only reason I think we would do that is if the committee recommended none of the above and recommended to open it back up. Again, I'm just the voice to the council for the committee. It's not my...
As far as my mindset, I guess, and listening to the discussion, I think Bree would be more than qualified to be on that. I would be willing to go that route.
I believe the other thing that could be done is if the committee wants to, they can make a motion.
To pass all three forward or just two?
Well, the sky's the limit. Whatever you want to do.
I think I'm the only one. I'm leaning more towards Kale just because being that it's somewhat new and he's applied before and he's still willing to learn, I think it brings an open-mindedness, even though there might be some issues with leadership. But that's where I'm kind of leaning right now because they're both, like you said, is pretty neck and neck.
I move that we do as Jason, Chief Jason said, and go back and get all three applications sent to us in email so we can deliberate on them and send back a response no later than the end of day tomorrow, I think. And so we can pick that way.
Well, and I think just for timing, as Patty will send these out tomorrow, the three applications.
Committee review them and decide by email vote back to Jason only. No reply on it.
Can we do it until the end of the weekend, though? Instead of tomorrow?
any reason why you want to extend it that far. Patty needs to get her going.
No, I see. It's because I'm not even going to be available the next 2 days to sit around. So.
Just for timelines, I would have to have a report to the mayor. So the meeting is the 7th. I would have to have a report to the mayor by the 2nd. So as long as I had your information by the 28th or the 1st, that gives me enough time to do what I need to do.
I could do it by Friday. Actually, just not tomorrow.
So by the end of the month is what, I'll make a new motion. I move that by the end of the month, we actually respond to a mail from Chief Malloy with the three applicants' resumes in there and vote via email by the 28th. And who we want into the group.
Will that give you enough time? Okay, do I have a second?
I second.
Been moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Aye.
One opposed. Thank you.
Motion carries.
Okay.
You have to say motion carries.
I'm sorry. Okay, for the record, the motion does carry. Thank you, everybody, for your input, and I appreciate everybody's comments.
This is PM. Can I ask a clarifying question? Can I ask about the opposition? That was because you want a different motion or a different process. Was that kind of the rationale? Just curious, like if that helps us think through this process.
It's because I'm not sure what's going to change if we give ourselves another week to read the resumes. I think we should have all read the resumes and we heard their interviews and we know the information we're going to know a week from now. It doesn't make all that much sense to me to take more time when we have an open position that it is important to fill, I think.
I'd like to address that. I've only seen two out of the three resumes. I haven't seen the third one.
Was supposed
to have, and the application, which was supposed to have been answered a little bit more completely.
What, was it not attached to an email a couple meetings back?
No.
Okay.
I believe Stu was out on a medical.
Yeah.
And the one application came in, Fernando wasn't on the committee then.
Okay.
But I don't want to be the one person who delays this. So if you're willing to make another motion, and you know, then
well,
I can.
Well, the group's already
okay.
Moved and approved.
All right.
Moved and approved, moving forward. Okay, moving on. Community questionnaire. Review results.
May I open this up with a point of order, maybe on how we want to approach this?
Go ahead, Stu.
There's 128 responses in the main community questionnaire. And in interest of time, and also there's tabs that Chief Jason gave us for certain questions. When it was required to type in or asked to type in any text to, you know, to those questions. So we can approach this one or two ways. We can start with line item 2 and go straight down and not worry about priority of these. But what I suggest we do is, according to the committee's opinion, we cherry pick the most important ones out to start the meeting with and talk about those first. The most important ones, meaning as a consensus, we agree we want to talk about number 15 first and then number 14. In the order of what we feel is important and pertinent, and so that we can get through these in a timely basis, maybe even not have to have another meeting to go through them all. So I move that we approach this from the responses and let the committee decide which ones should be discussed first. I also suggest we have a scribe to take down the committee discussion and any recommendations therein of each response. And then as a point person, we assign an owner of that particular action item that will report to the main committee for accountability purposes for that particular item. And if we can do that with the most important ones that we see here, I think we'll be a long way to actually understanding what the community wants us to do. And we'll have action items coming out of this meeting as a result.
I have an idea too, along the same lines, but, you know, as I was reading through them, it was, I was able to group things like into traffic, homelessness. And so maybe grouping them into issues like that, we wouldn't really even have to cherry pick. We could, it's pretty easy to do that just by highlighting, and there's another one that's about, you know, traffic lights or whatever.
I agree with that, and I also think that the action item person should be assigned according to their constituents and how they're actually serving the community. Ed and I both work with the homeowners and renters, so if there's a homeowner and renter complaining in this survey, then we're obviously the ones to be the accountability point people and go back and see, figure the action items out as a, as a group, and then go back and do those action items, E&I.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that is that I would guess that anybody who responded here is probably a homeowner or a renter.
Okay, so we're going to need a little help, Ed and I.
But, or it could just be interest, like if one of the categories is training, for example, and I have an interest in pursuing that, and whoever else, you know.
Agreed.
Maybe not.
It doesn't have to go along strict lines to, of that. If anybody wants to work in that area, be the point person, be the accountability person of it. I think that's an organized way to approach this.
Also, I think it's really important for us to get something out to the public as soon as possible. Otherwise, the questionnaire is sort of pointless. In other words, have an article probably, a summary, just a summary of the concerns, and let people know how we're going to look at those and address those, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not just like an empty questionnaire and, oh well, forget about it. I think that would help a lot with, why is everybody raising their hands?
That's a point of order. We have a motion on the floor.
Oh, so right.
Can we have a second or let it drop before we have
for the way we approach
for discussion.
This.
I apologize.
No, it was a long motion. I understand. Should I restate it?
Can you restate it? Yeah.
I move that we approach this responses in a way that the committee decides up front the priority and the pertinence of each and do them in that order and assign committee discussion, recommendation, and approve a point person to execute on what the committee's decision is as far as action items.
Just so my understanding is that we would go through each and every one of these.
Well, I'm a member of the community, and I would be happy if my advisory group said that they were going to go through each and every response.
Read them all.
Right. But if I was doing the survey, I would think that, I would hope that the committee would go through each and every response. There's a process by which you can validate that response, right? That's not true, and we can shove it under the table as a group, or it's a true and a valid thing, and we want to move forward.
I don't know if we can validate.
I think that's our job.
That's not our job to just say that. Back to the motion, though, right?
We can either have a second on a motion, then a discussion, then a vote.
Okay.
Do I have a second on the motion?
Fine. No. Yes. I second it.
I was just going to say it's been shot down like that.
Okay.
Well, we can vote and then it's shot down.
Okay.
Sorry.
So it goes to who?
It's going to be amended.
Okay. Who seconded it?
I did.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Wait. Aye.
Just a minute. A discussion for clarity. Okay. I'm going to toss something out. As I read through all of these, I looked at it as a, with the eye of, wow, some of these people's perception are what they see on TV, what they hear from people that have not had the experience, a imaginary prejudice against. So I look at it a little different as I wade through this. There's a lot of education, and I don't use that lightly, of people to realize, number one, we are a community, we have our own identity, but as a community, there's so many different groups of people that live here. We need to understand to come together and become one community and work together. So as we look through these, I don't get rattled at some of the comments. I realize someone we got as a committee, it's not all on his shoulders. He's got a lot to do. But as a committee, we got to help the community to refocus a little bit through different set of eyes. Not my eyes, not Stu's eyes, not Richard's eyes, but community. Okay, so that's where I'm going. So as we look at this, hopefully that may clarify. Do you have a comment?
No.
Okay,
just as a follow-up to that, I agree that we aren't, in this committee, we aren't, it's not our job to validate certain comments that the community makes, but I want to just define that a little bit better. You said it very well when you said people have the wrong idea sometimes. So that's not an actionable item for this committee, right? Since it's a non-issue.
You're right? Absolutely right.
So that's what I mean when I say validate the comments.
The thing is,
so put them in two categories, right? Actionable comments by the committee, ranked by severity and priority, and non-actionable comments. Committee follow-up, you could assign the members working in their community roles, like I said. And then if somebody wants to jump in and help, they can be the point people. But the whole advisory committee is responsible for the decision on what needs to be done on the actionable ones, responses. And even go so far as on the comments, respond to some of those too. So that's why I'm suggesting we take a look at the more important ones first and try to make our way through the comments on the other two questions too.
Any other comments?
I'm confused about how we would, process-wise, how we would actually do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's a good use of our time to go through and read them all again.
Yeah.
Because we all have already read them.
Assuming we've already read them, we could.
That's why
we've already come up with probably numbers that we'd like to talk about that we think are important. So we can make that discussion around the table and go, my five priorities are number 14, 13, and 12.
Or whatever, yeah.
And see how much they match.
And what do we mean by priority?
Priorities meaning the more serious charges that we see and the actionable ones that are low-hanging fruit that we can attack as a committee and decide which ones, you know, we really want to work on that will really help the community the most. And on the other end of the scale, the comments off the cuff, like, you know, we don't care about.
And as we're doing that process.
Seriousness is hard to define. I mean, I take them all serious.
It is our job here, though, on the committee to actually prioritize for the community which we want
to
be actionable, what we want to work on.
Yeah.
So that's why I said you'd separate them off into actionable and ranked by severity and priority, according to the way the committee feels.
Yeah.
And then throw the other ones under the table.
Sorry, Fernando.
Yeah, I have a comment. I think he's on the right idea, but I don't know that we have to reinvent the wheel. So correct me if I'm wrong, because we get the monthly statistics that already kind of has a count and a tally of them. Maybe we can use that as our guide to select from these. So you know what I'm saying? These are already there. Let's discuss it and move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that the statistics have the idea.
We have another comment.
I would just say that it may be slightly dangerous to look at the comments we get through the same lens as the police report statistics, because not all of the potential problems with the police department are going to be directly related to crimes committed in the community.
Right.
And so I think we can't just look at those and say, like, oh, this, like, only a few people have been getting arrested for this thing, so that means that this style of comment or type or topic of comment doesn't matter. I don't think that's really fair.
Agreed.
So.
Over coffee, you can hear a lot of things. I heard some people talking about this. The guy admitted, well, this thing happened 15 years ago, and wait a minute. We have to keep time frames. Because 15 years ago, compared to today, new administration, new officers, all of that. So we need to look at that. Yes?
I think more it's like, what about crimes where like, where it's an issue where someone wasn't arrested, you know? I mean, that would be not considered a crime committed in the statistics. I mean, like a lot of these are about road safety and about there not being enough police out on the roads. That wouldn't be like in the statistics. So I don't think we should not talk about it just because it's not in the statistics. I agree with Sam.
I will just say we don't need to get into like picking apart every single comment, but I think a large part of the reason that there's not police on the roads is that there's not police, and we can't fix that.
Yeah,
in a day,
exactly.
So.
That'd be the one of the non-action.
So that would be one of the non-action.
I was just trying to think of an example.
We got some of the thinking juices going. It's good.
One of the things that I guess I would see as kind of important is not only in the responses, but there's, you know, the items where it says, how safe do you feel within your community? And we have, you know, numbers with that. So, because people are from different neighborhoods, people have different ethnicity. So is it one group that's not feeling safe? Is it one neighborhood or two neighborhoods? And I mean, where are the people who aren't feeling safe? You know, is there a particular location? You know, I think that would provide us information too. You know, otherwise it seems very generic. You know, because what we're looking for is to ensure that, you know, we have a diverse population, and that all of those folks, we want to know how they're feeling, and if we don't know those types of things, then it's hard to target some of those things too.
Okay. Any more discussion? Do we need to have a vote? I know we discussed a lot. Hope everybody remembers what the motion was. Okay. All in favor, say aye. Move on.
I need to have the motion.
Read again.
Okay. Let me try to get
more. Patty, can you read it?
I could not get an exact motion. I apologize. It would be
okay. I'll be more succinct.
Thank you.
Okay. I move that we approach the responses as a group, deciding the severity and the priority of each, and choose the ones that are the highest severity and priority to discuss first.
Second.
We moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
That was CM.
They like that better.
Okay.
Okay.
So again, maybe we go around the table and we say, okay, my pet ones are 14, 13, and 17, or something like that. And we see which numbers match.
Okay, hang on for a minute. Yes?
Mindy had made a comment about publishing something so that this didn't just die. And so if anybody remembers when this came out, it was published to you, and the News Times picked it up and did a very short, overall encompassing, ultimately this much in support of, and then it didn't go into the details at all. And what my plan, and I had talked to the city manager, is because this is an advisory committee, and then the information from you goes to our council and usually via me through a staff report. And it's what you guys say, it's not my opinion in there. And so after this is done, and if it's at a point where you want the council informed, then that's what we'll do, is we inform the council. And then that makes it public, everybody gets to see it, the News Times will pick up on it. And I'm just assuming that there's gonna be further follow-up. This isn't a one meeting, address everything here, solve all the problems, and come up with a bunch of actionable items. So also keep in mind on actionable items, this is an advisory committee. We'll ultimately advise the keynote using Rick's thing of people in Northwest Newport don't feel safe because of speeding vehicles. You know, this committee would recommend we're going to deploy more resources and purchase more speed signs, things like that. That would go as a recommendation to the council. You know, in there I put in, yes, I support this. We can do this through budget. We can do this through manpower. Or, great idea, who's going to pay for it? You know, so those are, when I say I'd have a comment in it, it's, yes, I support, and here's how. Or, yes, I support, but usually the thing that's going to stop us is going to be budget. So But our budget committee also needs to know that too. And so, you know, this information will help because we're in budget season. My budget will be posted next month, I believe. And so this is good information. So if things are gonna take money and you have a community that's supporting a project, that's helpful. That's all I wanted to say on that. So no, this isn't gonna be discussed and died. It will make it onto the council based on Patty's vigorous notes.
Okay. You wanna approach this individually or do you want a couple people to get together and come up with a good example for the rest of the committee?
It's whatever the committee wants to do. I'm for giving out my top four that I think we ought to discuss and then move along and see if anybody else matches my opinion. Or whatever else the committee decides on how we wanna prioritize these. Go through them all and prioritize them with numbers? Or, and then go back to the number ones? However you guys wanna approach this.
Yes.
I think when we look at prioritizing certain issues, we don't necessarily need to be like this comment and then this comment, but we should look at general themes that we've noticed because
I agree.
While we, I do think we should at least take a look and at least read through every concern, it's more likely that the stuff that's gonna be actionable is gonna be the stuff that's mentioned a few times.
Yeah.
So if I read you right, things that are alike should be clustered.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, categories.
Cluster one, cluster two, cluster three.
Right.
Then we dive into each one of those and come up with recommendations.
Right.
As far as severity and priority?
Or
for the committee to work on? I like your idea.
Sure.
I like your idea, but what's the next step after that?
Well, first of all, if you cluster them, now you got cluster one, two, and three.
Exactly.
You pick out what's that, you zero in on that, make a recommendation.
Yep.
This isn't gonna just end after that. We kick it forward,
yep.
Council says, we want more input. He comes back to us and says, we need more input. So we look at that cluster again, we look and dive into it. It may even be, we may have to have an open house and have people come and talk to us.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So,
but for the purposes of this meeting, to get through the entire thing, if that's the goal, then which cluster is more important than other clusters to actually go for first is my point. We make that decision as a committee.
I think
you
when
can
we
cluster them, but then which is the more important cluster?
When we cluster all the ones that will jump out, we're serious. That's the cluster we have to look at.
Okay.
But there's some, okay, some negatives here, but over here, all of a sudden, maybe there's 10 or 15 things that says serious danger, fear. So that's a cluster we're gonna have to look at.
Mm-hmm. I also think that a lot of these issues that we're talking about will solve themselves through actually looking at the clusters. I mean, like, speeding is bad, but it's not as bad as, like, you know, someone being threatened with a weapon, that sort of thing, right? So a lot of those will just cancel themselves out, I think.
Yeah, they'll settle to the bottom as far as priority goes.
But if, you know, I was just doing little check marks, like, about traffic things, you know, while, you know, reading through the comments and there's this, this, and this. It may not be severe, you know, but if so many people are thinking traffic is my most important thing to feel safe here, then we need to, and that would be a cluster of its own, traffic issues. And I think that, I think traffic issues are a priority. I think we could say
it. Yeah, I would agree. I live on one of those streets that were, there's a lot of speeding. It's also got a lot of pedestrian traffic. And it's not when somebody's gonna get hurt, or if somebody's gonna get hurt, it's when. And we've got people running the wrong way all the time. And as I was sitting waiting for this meeting, three cars went down the one way. So you got joggers, bikers. So some of that stuff is pretty serious depending on where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're just talking speeding, you know, on Highway 20, it'd be different than in town or drag racing in town. So yeah, I mean, each has probably its
It's its own definition as far as, you know, how important it is.
And as we do these clusters, we may want to visit the high point of that, okay, speed. Maybe we need to go sit and look and monitor and get a feel for what they're saying.
Get out the field.
And some of the comments, you don't know where. I mean, they're just comments, you know, just speed. You know, some are, you know, so, I like grouping them in categories. I don't know if I would want to spend this meeting time doing that.
Correct.
Versus, okay, go back, take this piece of paper, then do your numbers or, you know, but go through them and then come back. And this is how I see the groupings, and then.
And we compare everybody's clusters.
I kind of agree that that would be the second step to cluster the most important ones that we feel as a committee need to be clustered in the first place, and some that can be non-actionable. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, I've kind of already done that.
Yeah, me too.
Probably other people have done that too, but it's, I mean, it's not real organized. I mean, it's just kind of.
So we just need to come together as a committee and decide what the, you know, the overall consensus is on the priorities of at least, I can see three that are just crying at this point.
I bet we could brainstorm about the categories right now.
Yeah, I think you could too. When I looked at it, you know, speeding, traffic, you know, was definitely one, homelessness, you know, and that had a whole variety of between trash and things like that that seem to fit all in one category. Those are the big ones that I saw. I mean, that's the most of the comments that I wrote down.
Well, there's the main one of changes suggested that the NPD should investigate and add as services or people that they need to add. Like the top one in my mind is a Spanish-speaking officer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that would be another whole category of changes people suggest that they make to the NPD. And then out of Chief Malloy's own mouth, we heard from him, and he also wants to know if they feel safe in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'd be a cluster. Why don't you feel safe? And that'd be a pretty high priority cluster as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. So we got four categories now.
Can I recommend one?
Yes.
Is that allowable?
That's allowable.
So I had two priorities out of this. Was one, do people feel safe? And the other was, how do they think we're doing?
Right.
And which to me comes under relationships. And there's some, I read through everything on here. Some of them I was like extremely offended by. But I get that. I'm thick-skinned. I've done this for 30 years, and I know I haven't made a lot of friends in this. But I also know that 90% of the comments of this overall survey were positive about the police department.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you keep in mind, only 3% of our population completed this. So we have a very small section. And when you look at it, police officers only deal with 1% of the population. And then we have 3% of our population that responded. And so if there are things on the relationships, you know, that there's comments in here that I think the officers target minorities. I don't think I was treated fair. Those are concerning. Those are stuff, okay, why does somebody feel like that? And especially in this day and age with all of the equipment and recording, how could somebody feel like that? Because, and if they do, please come forward. But then there's a question, are you comfortable coming forward? A lot were yes, some were no, we sweep things under the rug. I can respond to any of those, but I don't need to be on the defensive. If you guys want to know, I can answer anything. So,
so with just that example, there is a complaint form or something. Do you get those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a very, so we're an accredited agency, and which means we have standards that we have to meet to maintain accreditation, and we've been accredited for almost 10 years. And we have to meet these every 3 years. We're coming up on our next one in April, and we have to make all these proofs that we do all these things. One of them is a complaint process. You know, we have our policy manuals online. It's 700 pages of how we do our job.
Mm-hmm.
That includes if somebody files a complaint, these are the steps that are going to be taken. And then we also have to look at, these are what the officer's rights are in there. when that happens too. So there's two sides to everything, but 100% of every complaint is taken seriously.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes the outcome. Just like if somebody steals your stuff, we don't always find the person that did it. You know, so we can't solve everything, and there's always two sides to everything. So it is a lot easier for us to investigate now that we have body cameras than it was 5 years ago.
Right. So. And I'm just going to run with this example for a little bit. So part of this committee, what we're going to do, because I think it was as far as one of the goals, is that we would be taking a look at those complaints. As this committee, I thought I saw grievances or
there was
community grievances or something like that.
There was, but we also have to be careful with human resource laws. So they may be able to come in generically, you know, no names. Obviously, if there's anything disciplinary, those are confidential. So while the answer is yes, there's restrictions.
Okay, so I'm going to run just a little bit further, and then I'll be done. Is you could take something like that. We could, you know, if that was a concern, okay, we could make people aware that there is a process and that complaints will be looked at seriously, and that would come out of, you know, potentially, you know, an action plan.
Right.
So, I mean, that would just be one example how we could, you know, take that and put an action plan in place.
Isn't that what the survey is for?
Yeah, no, I'm just taking one example. And
got it.
Yeah.
And at the community forums, we're planning the same thing, right? Action items, post-meeting.
Right.
So do you have five clusters?
Pardon me?
Do you have five clusters?
Yeah, I do. I've got homeless, the traffic, police changes that are suggested, and are we do we feel safe? So there's six, actually. And then how do you think we're doing?
Say it again slowly.
Okay. Homeless, traffic, suggested police changes, and the two questions top of mind for Chief Malloy, do you feel safe or relative safety in Newport, and how do you think the NPD is doing and why?
So there's five.
So there's, okay. I thought there were six.
I'm just not sure of the safety, because how someone may not feel safe, and they don't use that terminology, at least in a lot of stuff that I'm. But again, if I'm just putting in words, you know, someone could feel, you know, unsafe because they said something to the effect, you know, there's homeless, there's loud profanity. And that, so I'm assuming that they don't feel safe, but are they feeling unsafe, or are they just complaining about the noise? So I think that would just be a hard one for me to categorize.
Well, the first one, number two, is just like that.
Uh-huh.
And she would list, or he lists, exactly all the things that don't make her feel safe or him safe in town.
Right, but those are already being clustered.
Yeah, that would be in the cluster, right?
Right?
And if we found another
cluster.
One like that, we'd put it in the cluster.
Oh, okay, we have another injection. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think safety could be a cluster because it's just much, much too vague. There's all different kinds of safety, and that's what
that's
most
what
of the comments.
Say.
So yeah.
But
yeah.
Speeding, I could not feel safe. But.
Right. Let me clarify that cluster. It's not safety per se. It's are you feeling safe when you live in Newport? That's a question to the community. So it's a little different than what you explained. It's not about public safety.
But the answers are in the other clusters. If somebody doesn't feel safe because of homeless, that's already hundred in homeless. If they don't feel safe because of speeding vehicles, that's under traffic. There is a question in there on your like top three concerns, which ultimately is going to come under safety. So the traffic, homeless,
it's
drug
more
use,
of a broad area.
There's a list.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think with just a yes or no answer to the question, do you feel safe? We can really get anything because that's much too big. So,
it's going to pick up. I can already see in all of these categories, safety is going to be jumping out. So it's going to be a part of that. Okay.
Agreed.
Why don't we do this?
Can I make a comment? This is CM.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Back to the point of what Chief Molloy was saying around that this is such a small percentage of the population. I think we have to be really careful about how we communicate the survey results when we do get to that, because I don't think it is fair to say, like, people, this community is not safe, right? Like, we want to make sure that it's measured. And we're working to be responsive to those comments that people didn't feel safe. But I just want it to be, I don't want the takeaway for people who don't weren't in this process to feel like Newport's not safe, you know?
Okay. I have a question that might be pertinent for this particular discussion about safety. Was there a figure on demographics out of the 3% that actually responded? Do we know how old they were, what part of the city they were from? So maybe we can make a decision on.
There is, I don't have those with me. Those were sent out originally.
I remember you brought it to the last meeting.
It was all the graphs.
But it is such a small cross-section of the community, right? So if we find out the demographics, we can actually respond specifically to that group of people.
Keep in mind is we may see that, say, the largest response was between 40 and 50 years old, but we don't know, were they from the Northwest, Northeast?
Uh-huh.
So they're all broke up individually. I can't look at one. We can't go back and look at one response
right.
to figure out their demographic to their response.
So for that question, 9.32% of the people said they felt unsafe. But I don't
3%.
Know if what part
100.
Of the community they're from. I don't know their ethnicity. I don't know anything other than that.
It's 9% of the 3%. 40 people feel unsafe.
Right, exactly. So maybe the committee doesn't lean on that one as much as some of the more broad.
Right. It'd be a subtopic of quite a few of these.
But it's like a straw poll. I mean, it's a small sampling. And while granted it's not 10,000 people, it's still a small sampling, and there's still a response that people took the time to say, here's what I think.
Absolutely.
Any more for the discussion? Why don't each one of us, between now and the next meeting, working with these clusters, kind of put things together and see what jumps out at you and bring that back to the committee. Bree?
For next meeting?
Next meeting.
Okay, so we'll be prepared with our clusters and which response belongs in each cluster and compare notes then? Is that what you're projecting?
Correct. But the idea is just see what starts, once you get them in cluster, what's jumping out at you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe that's what we need to look at.
Yeah.
Okay, Patty, anything more on this topic?
Five of the clusters listed. I thought I said six. Can I go over them again?
So I have traffic, homelessness, added services / suggestions. I have that in one cluster.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel safe?
Uh-huh.
And then what Malloy, what the chief reduced down to relationships.
Okay, there's specific changes that they actually, I saw in some of these responses, they were specific on what changes should be made to the police department. Maybe that goes under safety, but maybe it goes under hey, my idea.
Fire
right?
the chief.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that.
I saw that.
Put
a dollar for every time.
Okay. Make it five then, Patty. Make it simpler.
For some reason, I heard drug one time put out drug usage as one of the clusters. So that needs to be added.
And mental health we talked about.
Although I think that would also go hand in hand with the changes to police.
I think so too. With training or programming.
Yeah, because that's what a lot of it was focused around, was the police being trained.
Yeah, a lot of them were about community policing, basically. You know, I want to see them get out of their cars and walk around my beach sort of deal. And so I see that as maybe, probably see that as your last one. That,
could that take the place of
community relations?
And that would fall under relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of this.
Yeah.
I'd like to see less of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Suggested changes. Okay. Only thing I have left for the committee as far as carrying it forward, as you so smartly said, Ed, with regard to the process of how we're going to actually decide what recommendation we want to make for each of these suggestions. Committee discussion maybe could happen as an agenda item next week or next month, Or even at our next meeting online, right, which is coming up at the end of the month, correct? We have another meeting in February, I thought. Maybe not.
This is the February meeting?
This is the February meeting.
Maybe we don't want to wait a whole month. Anyway, my question and to the committee is, do we want to assign the owners like I'm suggesting we do and have them be accountability point people according to their roles and responsibilities and constituent assignments? Or do we just want to not do that and everybody's accountable for everything?
What I'm hearing, I don't hear that well. Number one, we got clusters, then we prioritize what jumped out at us. From that, we discuss priorities as a group.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Committee recommendations is what I'm talking.
Next meeting.
Yeah, and then go from that would there. Come out of that.
Then go from there. And proceed from there.
Would like a whiteboard come in handy to put stuff actually up for everybody to see or not?
We could have a whiteboard available. We could make a screen available and make it electronic. Mm-hmm. Sky's the limit.
Well, electronic, I'm
out. So how about we'll bring a whiteboard?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a stretch goal. Yeah. We can assign owners and have follow-up actions possibly by the end of next meeting. And we've already discussed the clusters and the priority of those. And so that's a stretch goal in my mind as far as being able to actually assign the owners for follow-up according to what the committee decides the action items are going to be. So put that on the agenda maybe next week on that discussion.
Okay.
So don't want anybody to feel shorted. Is there something, and I know we've talked about a meeting to have another meeting, but you know, but having actionable items or decisions made just so that it's not forgot. Is there something anybody's thinking about? Boy, I wish we could have made a decision on this tonight to move forward with. I'll sleep better now knowing that the answer's no.
I think this is going to be a big undertaking. I mean, as far as to get, you know, everybody into a cluster and then, you know, for a group discussion.
And then we all agree on it.
Yeah.
And move forward.
Also, so Patty had printed out this one thing that says Q6, have you had contact? So there was like five or six of the comments that had a, if yes, give your answer. This is only one sample, but you were emailed out a spreadsheet and there's tabs on the bottom for each. So you'll see more comments in addition to the comments that are here. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your research and going through what are the things that you really want to take under your belt.
Yeah, let me just say that you explained it perfectly in your email, Chief Jason. Comments on question 6 tab is, they were asked the nature of contact with the Newport officers. And if they said it was negative, then you ask them, well, why on the 6? On comments of questions 7, 8, and 9, the question was asking for a description of why they gave a poor or negative rating. So it's basically all the negative comments.
Right, and that's what's important. We don't have to make the guy that likes us happy. We need to continue to make him happy. Huh?
Absolutely.
But if we have the opportunity as a police department to change some of those negative, I'm realistic, they're not going to all go away. But if we can change some of those based upon our actions, that's my goal. What can we do the next time this comes out that they feel better?
Just wanted to frame that as being the type of responses to expect. Some of them were positive, though, even in the negative questions.
Okay. Okay.
I have a quick question. So just to confirm, we did not add any more to the 5 questions.
That's correct. We merged one.
So now we have 7 clusters? No.
Not that I know of. It's back to the 5. We merged the services and suggestions into one. Police services and suggestions.
Harper had mentioned mental health.
Yeah, that goes along with
that. I think we should go into that. And I mean, that could go under services and suggestions because a potential plan could be that it's part of the service of the police department, but I think we should have it separate because that's not necessarily the course of action that we think is best, so.
That's true, yeah.
So we're adding number 6?
I think 6.
As a mental health?
Yes.
Mental health
cluster.
You're going to send those out, Patty?
A
cluster names?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
Good.
I will send them out tomorrow when I send out the email with the three applications.
Perfect.
Since we're still on this topic, the question I have is, would you like me to update the council to the fact that the group has identified, I guess, the plan moving forward? Or do you want to wait until there's substantial discussion and give them results?
No, I don't think.
Good report, we're moving forward, you know.
I think showing some progress.
Yeah.
And our thinking right now would be very helpful.
Come up with an outline of to approach these questions.
So I'll do it.
Not just sitting here talking.
Yeah, so I'll do a simple, well, it'll be to date, the fact that we did one and we got the results and here's what it said and what the committee's doing. So it'll be relatively short, but that's.
Yeah.
Agreed. We've come to a consensus on how to approach.
I know our council does like to be updated on their advisory councils. What are they doing?
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to actually start diving into this a little bit.
Well, I want to thank everybody for their input on that. I think that helps us move along because more ideas out there, we see them fitting together and that's what works. Okay, moving along, if everybody's ready, monthly statistics.
Those are purposely not given just because I didn't want to take away from the discussion on the survey.
Okay. Next topic, review the PD's procedure and protocol.
Again, I'm trying not to, I give you what I think you want to hear. And so if you guys have if you're curious about how we do something, why we do something, or a procedure, shoot me an email anytime. And if, you know, all of you send me three things, it may take a little bit. But it's okay, I think. I mean, I don't mind sharing a couple and we can have just a quick discussion about it. And so it would be a lot, I think, more beneficial to you if it was stuff you wanted to hear about versus what I think you want to hear about, if you're okay with that.
Take that as an action.
It's an action item.
Does everybody know you can send Chief an email right from the City of Newport webpage?
Yes.
Well, so I think I'm in the committee one.
Yeah.
I get copied in that too, so you can click my name up there.
Okay.
So are we responding to something you're going to send out and say vote here? Or are we just sending you a message?
So what I can do again is I'll send you the table of contents instead of the entire, the manual's online. You can go to our website and click policy manual and read till your heart's content. Or I will just send you the table of contents again. I'll have Patty send that out. And then if there's something in there that's intriguing to you or you want to know more, shoot me an email.
Are there things that you can't discuss?
If it's in the policy manual, no, I'll discuss it. I may not get into the nitty-gritty details if it's a trade secret or a safety issue for our officers. Unlike procedural-wise, we may not discuss.
Okay. I was thinking like use of force.
No, I mean, we have a force policy that discusses the overall concept.
I meant in regards to the voting specifically that we're going to be doing on the new council member.
Oh. So Patty will send you the three applications, mm-hmm. and then individually your recommendation to send to me directly.
Okay.
And if you want to put a comment in there on why you support this person, I'll include that to the mayor so that he has a informed decision, especially because it could be, I mean, all three candidates could get votes and, you know, I don't know if we could end up in a weird tie, but those comments may help the mayor make a better decision.
There you go.
That's Chief's report.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Chief's report.
Just a little hiring update. So we've run into a struggle. You know, as I mentioned before, where we're actually getting quality applicants. We're getting not a huge quantity of them, but we're getting a decent quality applicant that is, you know, advancing through our process. Some of the new legislation, things we're already doing are required, an in-depth background and also a psychological exam. Things that we've done since the beginning of time at Newport. What we're finding is a lot of candidates are failing in the background. They have qualities that we don't want, qualities that would not make a good police officer. So the background is doing its job. These people look great when you're sitting there talking to them, but when you delve into their background, things come up that'll prevent them from being a police officer. And then we just had one that went through everything and then failed the psychological exam. And so we cannot hire somebody that a trained professional says, I do not recommend for this position, and here's why. And so it's rare that we see those, but we're seeing them. So it's kudos to our process that it's working and that we're not hiring the wrong people. But it's painstaking that we go through months to get to that point and then reach that disappointment. So
quite expensive too.
It is, but we do have a local candidate that is in the very final step. So we're 2 weeks away from that. They've overcome the hardest hurdles, so we're excited about that. And we have two former military candidates that are advancing through the process. They're still early on, but they've got a lot of qualities we really liked in that early stages. So
how many openings are there?
Five. We have five sworn openings. So
and just
they're dwindling.
And just out of curiosity, does the police department put out a job for everybody, or anything?
You know, and I'd say we've exhausted every option. I mean, I'm sure there's something we haven't thought about. But we're doing everything we can to try to get the word out to different groups. You know, and I know we want a Spanish-speaking officer as much as our community wants a Spanish-speaking officer, but I can't make them apply. And so if somebody that doesn't have those qualifications doesn't apply, I can't make them. So, but, you know, we're trying to get through partnerships with, like, Central de Ayuda, through the college, anything where, you know, somebody speaks a second language, we're trying to advertise there and just trying to get the word out.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is when I went through, you know, the stuff that you sent last month, just looking through that application process, I was overwhelmed.
It's lengthy.
And I worked for the state of Wisconsin for 24 years. And, I mean, it's a process. And if you don't have computers available, it's so involved. And I just wonder sometimes if you miss candidates because it gets a little bit overwhelming.
What's ironic is over the last couple of years, we missed candidates because it was not electronic.
Okay.
This era wants the quick and easy. I want to go online. I want to do it from my phone.
Yeah.
You know, we've joined a national testing network, so we are now advertising nationally. And so we're reaching a lot more people, but this isn't specific to Newport. Right now, it's just hard to find police officers.
I have a question. I don't know, remind me. You guys, if an officer doesn't speak Spanish, you have ways to get an interpreter, correct?
We do. So we have one fluent Spanish-speaking officer in our department. He does not work 24 hours a day. We have called him in on overtime to help with, like, a serious investigation, a serious assault or a sex offense, things like that. We have access to paid interpreters that we use. Our quickest access is through Language Line. It's a service that we provide where it's all done via phone. So we don't let language keep us from communicating and doing the job. We just don't have, we're not able to use all of our training and interviewing and things like that and talking to people when we have to then use an interpreter to do it. That is just repeating everything we say with that pause. So we lose a lot of cause and effect that way. So we've looked at Azvin as a city and I've told our officers, if anybody wants to take the Spanish class, you know, we'll pay through it through our budget, we'll work their schedule around, things like that. But it's a big commitment. To be able to learn a second language. That was another director's report, just pretty much the hiring.
Moving on. Public comment?
None.
Committee comment?
This is CM. I just wanted to bring up the idea that maybe we could circulate around the committee a ride-along application, Chief Moy. I know I've really appreciated getting to go on ride-alongs. I've gone with both the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and Newport Police. And I feel like that's also a really good first-hand experience for folks But I also am suggesting at the same time, I don't know what the, excuse me, threshold is for service in terms of, is there time for an officer to host someone on a ride-along? But that might just be a good opportunity for us to continue to promote that. But I think our committee would be well-served to do that.
When Patty sends out her, there's going to be a barrage of documents coming at you, so we'll put our ride-along application in there also. So, and right now we are relatively limited, just because we're now referring to this as the tail end of COVID. It makes us feel better. So those things that we have not been doing, we'll start doing again soon.
Just thought, can we still have some of the new officers stop by and say hi?
Maybe.
You don't want to create overtime.
Yeah.
We're not trying to create.
No, it's just we generally have somebody new on duty each time, but it's just been
hectic.
It's hectic. It's really trying on them. You know, as much as they will do anything if you call, they will do anything. But I ask them to come in and talk to seven people, and that's just a different person. So.
Any updates from our compliance officers that we should care about?
Our CSOs slammed is the best way to say it. So there's a lot of. We have a lot of a response to the homeless complaints and very limited resources in the fact that there's a lot of laws that prohibit us from taking any kind of enforcement action, moving people along, things like that. And so we have put our heads together and come up with plans to help clean up campsites, and ultimately allowing people to camp. And the city is working on a draft ordinance right now that a bunch of our departments are working on. And it went to the council a couple meetings ago and had their support to come up with a draft. And ultimately what it's gonna do is help regulate the homelessness camping. It doesn't prohibit it because we can't do that, but we can identify more certain and streamlined areas for people to be instead of globally everywhere. It will help with some of the problem, or the complaints, I guess, that we get. So, but there's still things that we just don't have the resources to deal with. And I know that Harper's mentioned mental health several times. And while our officers are well-trained in dealing with that initial response, we are not counselors. And we have limited resources to refer people to counselors. And we also can't make people do something they don't want to do. And so our CSOs are doing, Jovita, she is our main nuisance officer. She's been identified as our homeless liaison officer, and the relationship she has with our homeless community is amazing. And so she's gained a lot of respect from a lot of them and is able to communicate. And she's hooked so many people up with services over this last few months that it's amazing. So kudos to her on that.
Yeah.
Mental health and the fact that the police aren't qualified or ready to help with that is not just a Newport problem.
Well, no, and there's agencies that are, you know, they're starting to hire trained mental health professionals that are riding with police officers.
Right.
The problems still occur. I mean, it's not solving the problem. And again, you can't make somebody get help that doesn't want help. So while there is success, it's not solving the problem.
Right. All you're doing is incarcerating them.
We tried it in the county, and the problem they ran into is they couldn't hire anybody. So we're running into things now, housing. We have people in the city not taking jobs because they can't find a house. Or the cost is so ridiculous that they had a job, they had a start date, and at the last minute they're backing out. And so we have a lot of things as a city that we're tackling and working on and trying to figure out. Never a dull moment.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps you going.
Yep. Get you up in the morning.
Okay. Yes, Stu.
Just one last thing. I have my notes, and I know you passed up on the monthly statistics, but there was a follow-up that I was hoping that I could get with regard to whether the committee can have access to the data that you're developing around analyzing the police response to Lincoln County schools. Now, I know that's part of your goal. That's what I read in the new goals. is to be able to analyze the police response. I know we can look at each individual officer per hour and find out the arrests that were made on your website, but this is taking it one step farther and just specifically to the Lincoln County schools and what response that the police department is planning.
It's going to be slightly skewed now because Newport does not have the contract with as a school resource officer with the school. That's being handled by another agency. So we're no longer responding to those initial complaints. We respond if the SRO is unavailable or it's an emergency. And so our calls at the schools now are very limited. We're there generally as a supporting role.
That's what I needed. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we're adjourned at 7:35. Okay. Thank you all that's on the phone.
The URL.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thanks so much.
Stay warm.